Now I want to go back to Genesis chapter 2 and see, you know that story of the two trees. What do those two trees symbolize? One is a life of dependence on yourself and the other is a life of dependence on God. That's basically what those two trees symbolize. The knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge. When it comes into me, you can say, what's wrong with the knowledge of good and evil? Essentially nothing wrong with the knowledge of good and evil. Don't we want our children to know what is good and evil? That it's not good to put stones and mud into your mouth? And it's good to eat good food? Don't we know as we grow up that we need to take some exercise that's good for us, and a little bit of education is good for us? I mean, these things, what is it wrong in knowing good and evil? The danger there is when I don't seek God for my knowledge of good and evil, but I seek to know myself what is good and evil. If I want to know what television program is good and what is evil, you can either depend on your own cleverness or you can depend on God. I depend on God because I don't know. And I say, Lord, I want you to give me a witness in my spirit when I'm seeing something or reading a book, whether you feel this is good for me. And if I feel a witness in my spirit that that's not good, I reject it. It may look very good to another Christian. Let him do it. Let him destroy himself if he wants to. That's fine. But I'm not going to choose it. You see, there are two levels at which you can live the Christian life. You read that in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 12. Let me show that to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not profitable. Here's another message. It's all related. That's missing in today's Christendom. Are you going to just choose what is lawful? Or among the 100 lawful things, are you going to choose the 10 things that are profitable? That's going to be the spiritual Christian. Let me say that again. There may be 100 things that are righteous and proper and good to do. Out of that, only 10 things may be profitable. And if all your life you choose what is profitable and not just everything lawful, you'll become a spiritual person. But if you keep on asking this question, what is lawful, what is unlawful? In fact, a lot of young people's question answer times, the question is, what's wrong with this? In other words, they are trying to find the borderline between what is right and wrong. What is the borderline? It's like children who stand on a railway platform and have a competition. Who can stand closest to the edge of the platform when the train is coming by? I'm not in that competition. I say, you can win that competition. I'm going to stay a little far away. I'm not in that competition like little children. Or little children go to the edge of a cliff, and who can stand nearest to the edge of the cliff? Or some young people have competition in Western countries where they drive cars past each other and say, who will turn away first? It's called a game called chicken. Of course, in India, we play it all the time on the roads. But the amazing thing is we don't have as many accidents as those people who play chicken in the West. Who can turn away first? I'm not in that game. You know, what is the maximum you can do without going into sin? I'm not interested. I want to try and find out how far away can I stay from sin? How far away can I stay from the edge of the cliff? Lawful and profitable. And all of us are living life at one of these two levels if you're born again. Of course, if you're not born again, then you go into unlawful, which is another level altogether. But if you're born again and you decided certain things are wrong, I'm never going to do it, there are a lot of things that are good. Do you know that you can spend 24 hours a day without sin, without committing sin, in a lot of good things and never become spiritual? Because among all the 100 good things, you did not choose the 10 profitable things. And the difference between you and another Christian who grew much more than you in 5 years is because in those 5 years, he chose the profitable things consistently. He chose to spend his time and his money and his energy and his knowledge and his wisdom for that which is profitable. Whereas you didn't do evil, you spent your time doing a whole lot of lawful things and you say, what did I do wrong? No, you never did anything wrong, but you didn't grow spiritually either because you didn't take up the cross. Your soul life has got so many interests. My soul life has got so many interests. And if I don't put some of them to death, I'll never become a disciple of Jesus Christ. There are a lot of things we'd like to talk about, but I don't have time for it. A lot of things I could spend my time with. I don't have time for it. This is how the Bible gets neglected by a lot of people. So it's not enough to just cleanse ourselves from filthiness of the flesh. We also need to cleanse ourselves from the pollution of the spirit. You know, in the Old Testament, they could not do this. There was no question of lawful and profitable in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, it was cut and dry, right and wrong. Something was right, something was wrong. But in the New Testament, after the Holy Spirit has come, He teaches us to live like Jesus, where not only I do what is right, but like I let me repeat, out of the 100 right things, I choose to do only the 10 things that are profitable, because I don't have time for everything else. See this prayer of Moses in Psalm 90. Psalm 90, Moses said, Psalm 90 and verse 12, beautiful prayer. It's the only psalm that Moses wrote in the book of Psalms. It says here in verse 12, "Teach us, Lord, to number our days so that we may present to you a heart of wisdom," or as some translations say, "so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." That means to do those things that are wisest. That is to choose the tree of life. See, the tree of knowledge of good and evil just tells me two categories. Good, evil. That's it. The tree of knowledge and evil will not tell me among all the good things which are the profitable things. So when you live by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, your mind only says, is this right? Is it wrong? It's right. My conscience doesn't disturb me about it. I do it. You can live like that and be a good Christian, but you'll never grow spiritually. Because you're living by the principle of right and wrong, good and evil. Whereas the tree of life is altogether different. There, you wait for the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and out of 100 right things, the Holy Spirit may tell you to knock out 90 of them from your life. Because the Holy Spirit says, listen, you got only one life. You don't have time to do all those 90 other things. If you do it, you'll miss the will of God. I mean, you take the life of Jesus. Don't you think He could have taken a holiday to go and see Rome? Capital city of the world? There were people giving Him enough money, He could have bought a ticket and gone to Rome. What would have been wrong with it? He never asked anybody for money. People gave Him money. Why didn't He go to Rome? He wouldn't have sinned in Rome. Jesus wouldn't have sinned anywhere in the world. And He said, no, I don't have time for it because God's given me only 3.5 years to complete my ministry. And if I divert my time during those 3.5 years to other things, I'll never do the will of God. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a holiday. We've got more than 3.5 years. Many of us have got 30, 40, 50 years to do God's work, and sometimes we need a holiday. In fact, Jesus once told His disciples, come apart and rest a while. We need that. What I'm saying is, in everything, the spiritual man seeks the will of God. If he takes a holiday and he takes a vacation, it's not for fun. It's because he needs rest in his body. He needs time off. If he has some form of recreation, it's because he wants to unwind his mind so that his mind can be more alert to serve the Lord. I do that. I don't read the Bible the whole time and pray the whole time. I need to unwind sometimes my mind so that I'm fresh and fit. Just like we need to sleep. We don't have to keep awake the whole time. So don't misunderstand me. But the point is that in everything we seek the glory of God. It may be profitable sometimes to go and play games. I tell you, playing games together with other believers builds a lot of fellowship between people. Sometimes better than sitting in a meeting. I've seen that. A lot of fellowship between people is built by playing games. We saw that in our recent youth camp. It's playing together that brings greater fellowship than sometimes sitting in a meeting. So is that playing together profitable? Of course it is. So don't think profitable means that is this right-wrong understanding. Reading the Bible, that's profitable. Playing games is unprofitable. This is legalism. That's not being led by the Holy Spirit. Do you know what they do in the New Jerusalem? Let me tell you. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, one of my favorite verses. In Zechariah chapter 8, it says, he's talking about the new Jerusalem in verse 4, thus says the Lord, will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, and the Lord of hosts came, saying, I'm jealous for Zion, and I will return, verse 3, to Zion and dwell. When the Lord dwells in the midst of Jerusalem, that is when he establishes his kingdom on the earth, what are the young boys and girls going to do? You'll say, fast and pray? No. Verse 5, it says they're going to be playing. They're probably going to play cricket. And the American children will play baseball, and somebody else will play something else. And I think Jesus will join in. Can you believe that? Or do you think he's going to call everybody to fast and pray? We've got wrong ideas about what Jesus is like. It's the Bible, it says that. They're going to be playing in the streets.